This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
All right. Good morning, everyone. We're going to call House Transportation to order. We want to welcome all of our internet listeners this morning and those that are joining us here in the room. Reminder, turn off those cell phones. Otherwise, you'll be making a donation to my favorite charity. And with that, which is Rushmore National Music Camp. Thanks for asking. And with that, I will ask Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll this morning?
Representatives Bordeaux. Excused. Chase.
Here.
Derby.
Here.
Koth.
Here.
Milstead. Excused. Otten.
Here.
Overwig.
Here.
Randolph.
Here.
Tiedemann. Excused. Willardson.
Here.
Wink.
Here.
Blair.
Here.
Think.
Here. We have a quorum. All right. I will ask if there's a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting. Been moved by Representative Randolph, seconded by Representative Willardson. Any comments on your motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of approval of the minutes will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. Remind our testifiers to sign in this morning, and if you're a lobbyist, ensure that you are wearing your correct badges. If we've got any handouts this morning, those will come through our lovely pages. And with that, we've got some new pages. If you guys would come forward and introduce yourself at the mic, tell us a little bit about where you're from and what your future plans are. Come on up.
All right, my name is Shane Rist. I'm from Centerville. And I do not have any future plans yet. I'm only a junior, so.
Hi, I'm Harley Johnson, and I'm from Hovind, and my future plans are to attend USD and major in secondary education.
All right. Great to have you guys. Great to have you guys with us,
Mr.
This
Chair.
Morning. Yes, Mr. Representative Overwick.
Don't feel bad. I'm 57, and I don't know what I want to do tomorrow either.
Oh, that's very good. All right, do we have any other personal privileges to come before the body from the committee this morning before we get started? All right, seeing none, reminder that all the testimony and the questions will be addressed through the chair, and with that, we will take up our first bill hearing, House Bill 1078, which is an act to authorize the use of electric all-terrain and off-road vehicles on public highways. And with that, we're going to welcome Representative Peterson.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Proponent testimony is open.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Kent Peterson, State Representative, District 19 from Salem. Today I have before you House Bill 1078. I have an amendment, Mr. Chair, 1078A.
You'd like to move it at this
time?
Yeah,
if you would.
Is there a member of the committee that would be willing to bring that motion? We've got a motion from Representative Willardson, second from Representative Chase, to move 1078A. Because we've got Representative Bordeaux online, we can't do a voice vote. We do have to do a quick roll call on this. So I will ask that all those in favor of the motion to amend will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Bordeaux.
Bordeaux, aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead excused. Otten.
Aye.
Overwig?
Aye.
Randolph?
Aye.
Tiedemann excused. Willardson?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Blair?
Aye.
Fink?
Aye. The bill is so amended. And if you'd like to proceed on as amended, you're welcome to do so.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Again, Kent Peterson here, District 19. So what's in front of you today as amended is, I would say, kind of a cleanup bill. And something that came before me, I was at a legislative event before session at the Central Electric Co-op. They were talking about buying a electric UTV or like a Ranger, and they wanted to be able to license it for on-road use, but currently it's not possible. So this bill basically makes that available and corrects it within the code. The amendment we just put on was just some more clarification language, and so I'd ask for your favorable support. I know there's some others that would like to testify behind me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Further proponent testimony this morning on House Bill 1048 as amended. Sorry, 1078.
Good
morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Myron Rao, President and Registered Lobbyist for the South Dakota Auto Dealers Association. I just want to take you back in time a little bit so you understand where this is and what this emulates. The bill is pretty basic, as Representative Peterson indicated, but it's based on something we did in 2015. When Harley-Davidson released its LiveWire, which is an electric motorcycle, we realized that couldn't be licensed, and so we put an addition in that statute under 32.5 that made them licensed at the top of the class. In other words, the top fee that you've got in that section is what they have to pay. And the reason we did that is because they pay no road tax. They pay no taxes for the highway. They don't buy any gas. So we did the similar thing with these guys. They're going to go to the top of the class, and it gives them the ability to license, because that there was a hole in the law, and all we did was basically steal the same thing that's in the motorcycle section. And they are licensed as a motorcycle if you look at the license plate itself. So we would appreciate your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the proponent testimony this morning on House Bill 1078. Oop, turn on your mic. There you are.
I blame Myron. Trevor Jones with the South Dakota Rural Electric Association Registered Lobbyist. I also serve as their general manager. I stand in support of 1078 for a couple different reasons. Number one, we anticipate using these vehicles, as Representative Peterson mentioned, in our daily activities at the co-ops. And selfishly, we also plan to provide that good, safe, reliable power for your constituents, whether they're going to use them on the ranch, farm, or for leisure. Again, thanks to Representative Peterson. For our forum, we had a good conversation. He brought the bill forward. We would ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the proponent testimony this morning on 1078. Any further proponent testimony? Oop, got a couple. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, thank you very much for hearing this bill today. I'm Senator Julie Freimuller from District 30. Black Hills Power Sports had reached out to me this summer, and it turns out that Representative Peterson and I were working on the same issue. They need this approved because gas is approved, and now they just need to update it to the electrical, so they'll be able to sell electric UTVs and four-wheelers and all those kinds of things. So it's just adding another, just improving it, as Representative Peterson says, a cleanup bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony this morning. Good morning, Ms. Yeager.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Rosie Yeager, Director of the Motor Vehicle Division, I don't remember what I do, for the state of South Dakota. We're here in support of this bill. We helped with the amendment, so we stand in support, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you very much. Further proponent testimony this morning on House Bill 1078. Further proponents. Seeing none, are there any opponents or any neutral testimony this morning? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will waive rebuttal and move on into committee questions. Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Probably for Representative Peterson. On the amendment that we put on the bill, on line 16 it says, or a toy. So that causes me to pause a little bit. Do we have toy defined? Why are we putting that in there?
It was asked to be put in, I believe, by the department, just for clarification. So if you think of my daughter has a little electric Jeep, right? And it's just saying we do not need to license those. And I don't know if toy is defined any more than that. I guess you could ask them in the department if that is, but I'm not aware that it is.
Would you like to ask the same question to the department, Mr. Wilson?
Well, as long as we're here, why not?
Ms. Yeager, would you be able to provide some further clarity for us this morning?
Mr. Chair, Representative, it isn't defined anywhere else. Lots of times when we have that manufacturer statement of origin come on a unit like this, it'll be designated as toy or youth. That's the general guideline we're using. But we do have those like 49cc ATVs. We want to make sure those are not going on the roads and being licensed. So those would be things we consider toys.
All right. Thank you very much. Further questions from the committee this morning? Representative Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question on what's considered low speed? I suppose for maybe the department. I suppose maybe.
Anybody?
Might be. What low speed is, what constitutes that?
Mr. Chair.
Would you like to take the question?
I will. Representative, low speed is defined in 3231 as a vehicle that can reach between 20 and 25 miles per hour in 1 mile on a paved level surface.
All right. Further questions? Okay. Any further questions this morning on House Bill 1078? Seeing none, we are on to comments and or action.
Chair.
Representative Blair.
I move do pass House Bill 1078 as amended.
Representative Blair is going to move House Bill 1078 do pass as amended. It's been seconded by Representative Derby. Did I hear that right?
Randolph.
Representative Randolph has a second. Comments on your motion, Representative Blair?
I appreciate the amendment. I think it's been well thought out and well brought up. I love the backing of everybody. I'm thinking a toy going 20, 35 miles an hour is probably not a toy anymore. So, I do appreciate bringing this, and I hope the Senate does the same.
Further comments this morning on the motion at hand? Seeing none, we'll move on to a roll call vote. Motion at hand is do pass on House Bill 1078 as amended. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Representatives Bordeaux.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead excused. Auten?
Aye.
Overwig?
Aye.
Randolph?
Aye.
Tiedemann excused. Willardson?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Blair?
Aye.
Fink?
Aye. All right. House Bill 1078 will move to the floor with a do pass recommendation, and the chair will certify consent, seeing no opposition. All right. It will be placed on consent calendar. Thank you very much, Representative. All right, we will move on to our next bill this morning. We have Senate Bill 7. Tongue-tied this morning. I haven't been talking to anybody for a few days, so I got to get all my words out. Senate Bill 29, an act to authorize highway maintenance vehicles to operate at less than the posted minimum speed on interstate highways. We will open Senate Bill 29 to proponent testimony. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Craig Smith, Director of Operations with the Department of Transportation, here in support of Senate Bill 29. Currently, Codified Law 32-25-5 prescribes a minimum speed of 40 miles an hour on the interstate system. Currently, there's no exemptions within that law. The minimum speeds are really there to prevent that differential speed, which causes safety concerns on our interstates. By necessity, our DOT maintenance vehicles at times need to operate at lower speeds, such as our snowplows typically are operating 25 to 35 miles an hour, to effectively and safely do those maintenance operations. Passage of this bill would really accommodate that activity and allow us to do that work in a safe and effective manner. The bill also changes some language from Department of Transportation to the Department of Public Safety to correctly identify the agency that issues permits for vehicles that may need to operate at less than those speeds as required. Mr. Chairman, asking for your favorable support on Senate Bill 29.
Thank you very much. Further proponent testimony this morning on Senate Bill 29. Any further proponents this morning? Any opponents to Senate Bill 29? Any opponents? Anybody want to give any neutral testimony on Senate Bill 29? All right, seeing none, we will waive rebuttal and move on to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Overway.
I move that we do pass Senate Bill 29.
Got a motion from Representative Overweg, do pass on Senate Bill 29. Second from Representative Randolph. Comments on your motion, Representative Overweg?
No, I think it's a pretty clear bill.
All right, any further comments from the committee at hand? All right, seeing none, we will move on to a roll call vote. The motion in hand is do pass on Senate Bill 29. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Bordeaux.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead excused. Auten?
Aye.
Overwig?
Aye.
Randolph?
Aye.
Tiedemann excused. Willardson?
Aye.
Wink?
Aye.
Blair?
Aye.
Fink?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Senate Bill 29, receiving the majority vote, is hereby declared passed. We'll go to the House floor with a due pass recommendation, and the chair will certify consent on that as well. All right.
I think we should amend the title to Representative Chase's idea, have it be I-29.
Senate Bill I-29? Clever. Clever. Good that we've got a little comedy this morning. All right. Is there any further business to come before the committee this morning? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Representative Randolph, second by Representative Chase. All those in favor of the adjournment will signify by saying aye through the roll call. Sorry, we've got online. We've got to roll call this. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Bordeaux.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Milstead excused. Auten.
Aye.
Overwig.
Aye.
Randolph.
Aye.
Tiedemann excused. Willardson.
Aye.
Wink.
Aye.
Blair.
Aye.
Fink.
Aye.
We are adjourned.